This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Hey, here's an oldie but a goodie. I used to go to this one a lot. The passenger throughput numbers from the Transportation Security Administration. Yesterday, 2.1 million people got screened at airport security, 700,000 people a year ago yesterday, which means airports are crowded, flights are packed, almost just like the before times. Except for this, the speed at which domestic leisure travel has come back has airlines scrambling to bring back or hire fresh staff, cabin crew, and the folks on the flight deck, too. But as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, getting everybody flying again, crew-wise, is going to take a while.
It wasn't that many months ago that American Airlines Captain Dennis Tager was flying 737s with just four or five people on board.
Now today I'm flying with every seat filled. Just flew yesterday, full airplanes everywhere, airports packed. That's the great news.
The not-so-great news, he says, is that there aren't nearly enough pilots or crew to fly those planes.
It went from a lack of demand from passengers to a lack of supply for pilots overnight, like a light switch.
And there's no similar switch airlines can flip to replenish that supply of pilots. Simon Azar is with CAE, which makes flight simulators and trains pilots.
The challenge is that, you know, creating a pilot and bringing a pilot back isn't something that's instantaneous, right? If you want to create a pilot from scratch, it takes 2 to 3 years to be able to get him into an airline seat.
And getting pilots who've only been off the job for a few months or a year qualified to fly again takes time too, says Richard Abulafia, an aviation analyst at Teal Group.
The aviation industry, of course, has a fairly high level of credentialing, of training that's required really at all levels. You're needed to reach a certain level of proficiency that is monitored by the government.
And right now, there are a lot more people than normal who need to be retrained or trained for the first time. Captain Tager, who's a spokesperson for the Allied Pilots Association, the pilots union at American Airlines, says that's creating a logjam because there are only so many flight simulators and instructors.
We have 8 or 9 Airbus simulators and a handful of 737 simulators. We call it the box. And you can't get time in a box if you don't have the box.
Because of all this, Tager says for now, pilots and crews who are trained are working more than ever. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.